Again, to media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll get that question in as soon as we can. Now, welcome in the call, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning.
Good morning. A nice 23-6 victory over Elon for your guys. How happy for your guys to be able to get a win on Saturday?
It was a long time coming. And while Saturday was enjoyable, it was nice to wake up on Sunday and not feel the weight of the world on top of you. And I couldn't be happier for these kids. It was Military Appreciation Day here, and we were celebrating that in general, but one of our own, and it meant a lot to everybody for us to be able to get that win.
I was going to touch on that, and before we, even talk about that game on Saturday, talk about kind of some background on why that means so much to you and the onus behind doing the Military Appreciation Day.
Well, we've got some ties here within the department and within the university with the military community. That's probably how it started, and then add to it that Wardell played here, served safely and well with distinction. And then when his son re-upped to go to Afghanistan, Wardell could be done. He could have been retired, so to speak. He wouldn't have had to fight the fight anymore, but he couldn't just, in good conscience, sit at home while his son was over there doing what he thought he should be doing. So he went back, and when he did, he died. So it's a personal thing for me. I think when we went to visit his gravesite a year ago for the kids, it became extremely personal for them and their understanding of what the military means, what they do, and how lucky we are to exist under the freedoms that they provide. It's a good learning experience for the kids, and it's carried weight with them ever since.
We're here with Towson head coach Rob Ambrose. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Getting back to the game, a tremendous effort by your defense, hold Elon to 238 yards and forced four turnovers, especially some big stops in the red zone. Talk about the effort that those guys gave.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. It's the first time that in a long time that we've won the turnover battle, and first time in a long time we won the fourth quarter. And both of those, if you can do that, the odds are going to be in your favor greatly. I thought it wasn't just one guy. It was a team effort. We hustled to the football, and it was fun to be a part of. It was fun to watch, and I'm happy for the kids.
Jordan Minot in the middle of that, I know, team effort, but forced that fumble when Elon's going in on the one and then also comes up with the pick. Talk about his play. He's had a great year. Talk about his play Saturday.
So, you talk to these kids about to turn the tide, that either an individual or a group of individuals need to step up, and that's exactly what we did. You know, anytime you're getting a stop on the goal line, that's a huge change in a game. That's a huge momentum change. It's an attitude change. It's a confidence builder. And for us to have the ball bounce our way, finally, for once, Jordan, to have those two big stops that just put his foot down and said, no, not anymore. And he's done a great job. He's grown through the program. It's good to see a fifth-year senior play as well as he has.
Offensively, you get Morgan Mihalik back at quarterback, and 12 of 24 for 148 yards, but two touchdowns. How did you think he looked, and what does he bring to your offense when you have him back there?
Well, he was rusty, that's for sure. You know, he hadn't played four quarters of football yet before that game. He hadn't finished a game yet before that game. So, you know, that's a big confidence builder for him, coming back from that injury and being nervous and seeing how well he managed the offense, you know, put us in good positions, made plays when he needed to with his feet. And he's just going to keep getting better with the more experience he gets. It's good to have him back.
You also got another big day from your freshman who's had a big year in Shane Simpson, 187 yards on the ground and also some big plays in the return game. Talk about his performance.
Yeah, he really did. He's kind of limited the playbook a little bit, you know, with him being in there and making sure that everything we were running, he had knew exactly why, and executed the game plan extremely well. Very strong, held on to the ball, was physical and smart, and, you know, made a difference. You know, we finally won the fourth quarter. And part of that had to do with him and the offensive line. It was good to see us get some of our physicality back.
You guys back at home on Saturday against William & Mary, a William & Mary team that's coming off a nice win themselves on Saturday against Stony Brook. As you've started to study them, what has impressed you about William & Mary?
Well, I can tell you, anybody that goes up to Stony Brook and wins, that's impressive enough. That's a very difficult place to play against a very good physical football team. And those guys, they're a little young in some spots, but those young guys are playing really, really well. And it's another week in the CAA. Great football team, great coaches, great players. And the only advantage is we get to have them here this time.
Their defense is one, with, as you touched on, with all those young players, was giving up some points early, points and yards, but six quarters now without any points allowed. I don't know if you've looked back on films in earlier games, but what are they doing better now than they were 3-4 weeks ago?
Oh, just consistent. There's no busts, really. And as these young guys get experience, and Trevor does a good job, they got a really, really good defense. They always play good defense. Just a matter of those guys feeling comfortable in their own shoes, and clearly the more reps they get, the better they get.
All right, Rob, thanks for your time here today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.